Veterans of Foreign Wars Post 76, the oldest in the state of Texas, sits on a bend in San Antonio's famed Riverwalk. On weekday nights, its canteen draws a crowd of mostly veterans and active duty military, with a few civilians mixed in. Army veteran Anthony Sadler has been a member here for about 2 years, and this evening he's sitting on the patio smoking a cigarette. Sadler was deployed twice during his 30-year military career, once to Abu Ghraib prison, and he's seen a lot.
I had a soldier that got shot, and I ran to get him, and right in front of me, he just gave up the ghost, you know. And so we're not used to that as human beings. We're not prepared.
Sadler has civilian friends through church, but spends most of his time around people with a military background. The VFW is a place where he says he can be emotionally vulnerable, unlike at civilian bars.
If you went to another bar, or downtown, or a club, you couldn't share your feelings about military. And if you cry, then people, especially men, would take it as a weakness, and they wouldn't understand what brought that emotion, you know. But people here, we totally get it.
Sadler's experience, preferring the company of other veterans, may reflect a larger phenomenon. A public relations firm called Edelman Intelligence has been studying how veterans are perceived by the general population. Elisa Vitallo is the director for the study, which found that fewer than 26% of people believe they have a lot in common with veterans.
I think that there is a perception that veterans have experiences that average citizens simply don't understand or can't understand.
From that disconnect springs a well of misperceptions. In the study, non-veterans often underestimated the education levels of their veteran counterparts. That's making it harder for veterans to get jobs, according to Vitallo.
You know, our hypothesis here is that if this chasm between veterans and non-veterans is so wide socially, they're at that disadvantage in forming those connections when trying to get employment.
To improve veterans' job prospects, the Edelman study says, non-veterans and employers need a better understanding of who veterans are and what they bring to organizations and communities. But that's not easy. The Defense Department has consolidated military bases across the country, making it less likely that civilian and military communities overlap. On top of that, the U.S. transitioned to an all-volunteer military force in 1973, meaning that the burdens of war started falling on fewer shoulders. Admiral Mike Mullen, former chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, says he's concerned that the military is becoming its own separate class.
Most American families aren't connected to the military, don't have kids that are in the military, don't have friends who have kids who are in the military. I liken it to, you know, and this is a little bit of an exaggeration, but it's almost like the French Foreign Legion.
In spite of all this, Elisa Vitallo from the Edelman study says bridging the gap between the military and civilian worlds is simple, at least in principle.
Having a beer with a veteran, quite frankly, and making those one-on-one relationships is ultimately the way we're going to move beyond these misperceptions.
John Ornelas, the commander of VFW Post 76, agrees. He says he doesn't think that civilians can ever fully understand what he went through as a soldier in Vietnam, but he wishes they would try anyway.
I wish more of them did, and they would come here and talk to us and understand, you know, what we went through, what we're going through, and how we feel and so forth, because they don't ask.
But until civilians start doing that, veterans at the VFW seem more than happy to share a few drinks among themselves. In San Antonio, I'm Carson Frame.